USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
A former Archbishop of Washington, D.C. has resigned his position on the College of Cardinals after allegations of past sexual abuse. The Pope has accepted Theodore McCarrick's resignation. Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter, Joshua McElwee, says such a resignation is very rare.
There's no precedent for it in the entire history of the U.S. Catholic Church. The U.S. Cardinal has never renounced his position among the College of Cardinals before, and it's also quite rare on the global church. The last time it happened was in 1927.
Pope Francis has directed McCarrick to a life of prayer and penance as the Vatican investigation continues. The 88-year-old McCarrick denies the allegations. The car fire in Northern California has destroyed at least 500 homes and killed two firefighters. Jenny Mortensen's husband's been missing since yesterday morning when he went out to find a hotel for his family.
I don't care. I don't care about anything in that house. I just want my husband and I want to know that he's safe.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
CBS is investigating its own CEO, Les Moonves, after several women have accused him of sexual misconduct, ranging from inappropriate kissing to sexual assault. Journalist Ronan Farrow broke the story for The New Yorker and tells ABC News.
These are all stories in which women said one after another that they were terrified and intimidated, and that they felt their careers suffered as a result.
Dozens of employees have reported a culture of harassment at the network. CBS says it takes the allegations seriously. A shooting Friday night at a nursing home in Robstown, Texas, has left three people dead, including the suspected gunman. City Administrator Herman Rodriguez tells KCRA3, before going to the nursing home, the suspect allegedly killed two people at his home.
There were two additional bodies found dead of two more male victims at the home of one of the victims from the elderly resident's home.
Tens of thousands of demonstrators have rallied throughout Russia to protest plans to substantially hike the age at which Russians can receive state retirement pensions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
It's been more than 50 years since President Lyndon Johnson signed into law the legislation that established Medicare. In the Democratic Weekly Address, Congresswoman Stephanie Murphy of Florida says Medicare is one of the most life-saving programs in the U.S., and lawmakers must continue to strengthen its benefits for older Americans.
As we approach Medicare's 53rd anniversary, we must all recommit ourselves to the ideals that helped establish this important program and dedicate ourselves to protecting and strengthening health care for all Americans, especially our seniors.
President Trump used his weekly address to promote ICE's immigration enforcement work and attack Democrats who've called for the agency to be abolished. He says one of the critical lessons in the wake of 9/11 attacks is that immigration enforcement saves lives.
Without the brave heroes of ICE, we would have no enforcement, no laws, no borders, and therefore we wouldn't even have a country. So to the courageous public servants at ICE, great ones, we want you to know that the American people are with you.
Trump says in fiscal year 2017 alone, ICE arrested more than 127,000 aliens charged or convicted of crimes inside the U.S. 15 men whose convictions were overturned last year after saying they were framed by corrupt former Chicago cop Ronald Watts are filing separate lawsuits against the city. The Chicago Sun-Times reports the lawsuits were filed separately Thursday in Cook County Circuit Court and seek an unspecified amount of damages for the city of Chicago's alleged complicity in the police department's code of silence. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.